as I go to anywhere I flow. Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing, no, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Decisions as I go to anywhere I flow. Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing, no, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.
Now we will listen to a review by Claren.
When you're there, but you're not there. I'd like to start with this line because the movie was actually... it comes from Lebanon. The movie originates from Lebanon. And in Lebanon, there are almost like 8 women for one man. That's the ratio, which the movie actually brings out. Because it's all about intercultural situations. And that was one fact which I also like was, oh yeah, really? That is nice. But it's also a patriarchal society, you see. So even if there are 8 women for one man, and that's the ratio, the system in which they live in is a very conservative one. Which is where the story shows the main character, who's a girl, and she's a rebellious person because she's in a teenage life. And there is obviously the conservative setting around it. And she's not allowed to go out. She's like, if she goes out for more than one night, the parents have a problem. Now, that can be debatable depending on how conservative you are, actually. What goes on in the story is interesting. But rather than that, if an important other character can be mentioned... Okay, it's like a love story. I'll give out this part first, you know. It is a love story between two people. And then there is a third person that also enters the thing. But this is all on the lines of sorrow. And the person who's the boy, he's a Foley artist. Now, this is a very interesting thing I found out. A Foley artist is the guy who goes and records sounds everywhere. He'll just go to the forest, put on his mic and record sounds. He stop on the road, put on his mic and record sounds. It could be the sound of traffic, the sound of stones falling down, anything. So he's into sound, you know, and it's very interesting to know that in the radio, they do radio plays. And the radio plays used to have Foley artists, you know, because earlier there was not so much of technology for recording. Okay, I found this on Wikipedia, but, you know, I guess it's also right information because they're so important with just their sound, you know. And the best part is, to be a very good Foley artist or to have the best Foley sound means to not be noticed. It's so ironic. If you are a very good Foley artist, that means whatever sound you play all throughout the movie, you will not notice anything. That means it's the best. So that's such an irony to that as well. And the guy is a Foley artist and he is collecting sounds all his all this time when he's having this relationship with this girl. The girl gets into an accident and has a coma. And at this point, it's shown with the girl falling into a river. And the camera is inside the water. It shows the light above the water. The camera is in a dark place underneath the water. The light is above and the girl is falling through. And then it goes in slow motion and the girl is just like floating to the bottom. And the camera is already at the bottom watching the girl float towards the bottom. So that is a way of showing that the girl was in coma. Nobody ever said it in dialogue, etc. Nothing. It was just a way of showing it. And then every time there was a flashback about the moments with this particular character, they showed this girl back in the coma, like this girl in the water falling down. So as she fell down, then they showed a part of her life when she was before she had this coma. And then again, it came to her in the hospital. And then again, she was seen floating down. And then again, another flashback. So it was a very nice way of putting these things together, you know, by the filmmaker. Very ingenious, very new, I would say. Probably it's been used as well, but nothing is an original idea, really. But yeah, it was nice. Very inspiring character in the movie is the third person who comes in, who's the sister of this girl. And she already has a relationship going. And how they get to know, or they get closer, the boy and this sister of the girl who's in the coma, is because this guy, to get her out of the coma, has been giving her all the sounds that he recorded and has been making tapes. And he believes that this girl will listen to the sound and keep listening. At some point, she will notice a sound which will be the right sound that will wake her up from her coma. Now, that's a very interesting thought, that the right sound would wake you up from something that deep. So, long story short, he gives a lot of pen drives with his sounds to this the sister of the real girl who's in the coma. And it comes to a point where they finally also get close. And at that point, I'd like to play the song, which is now the end of the review, really. And that's where the movie ends. And if you hear, there is a sigh. Now, that sigh is the end of the movie, which is the girl in the coma, the moment when she wakes up. She wakes up listening to the sounds, ultimately, from her coma. The other side, when this is happening and when she wakes up, her lover, the person who was in love with her and giving her these sounds, is kissing her sister. And they have just got together. And as soon as they kiss, she wakes up and the sound is playing. So it's quite a touchy one. So, the name of the movie is Listen.
طلبت مني أعرف سرك. داري الصمت هو الجواب. بس بتعرفي شو؟ رح ضلني حبك حتى لو عالسكت.
صمت لا صلاة بغيابك يا حبيبي لا صمت لا صلاة بغيابك يا حبيبي لا صمت لا صلاة صوته.